You're listening to Grandma's Basketball Roundup
with my Gigi Dolores and my Aunt Tia.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, it's January 18th, 2015. It's me and Grandma Dolores.
And we're here on broadcast number 21.
I think it's 22.
Oh, 22.
Yeah, I've actually stopped counting. So this week's show, I went out in the field on a task for Grandma. On Tuesday, I saw that Robert Sacre of the Los Angeles Lakers tweeted that he and who else?
Jordan Clarkson
were going to be at the Shoe Palace at Hollywood and Highland on Wednesday. So I went out into the field to see if I could talk to them for Grandma, as Grandma.
And she doesn't look anything like Grandma.
No, I put on a shawl and I carried a cane. No, but I went with a couple of friends of mine, and so we can go to a clip of that.
Okay.
This is Tia, and I'm with my friend Kelly and Britt, and this is a special Grandma's Basketball Roundup on location at Hollywood and Highland. Today is Wednesday, January 14th, and we are here to meet. Do you guys know who we're here to meet? You came with me? Britt's pulling it up on the phone.
A bench player on the Lakers.
A couple of bench players on the Lakers.
Robert, what's his last name?
Robert Sacre and
Jordan Clarkson.
Yes.
They're really hot.
And they're also, Grandma talks about them constantly. She couldn't be here tonight, so we're going to see if we can get a scoop for her.
So that's when we first got to Hollywood and Highland.
Oh.
And there were only maybe 30 people in line.
Oh, that's good.
And so we waited in line. And then finally it was my turn. And I walked up to them, Grandma. And then, Grandma, what did you tell me to tell them since you couldn't make it?
Oh, one thing I wanted you to ask them was when he was drafted out of Gonzaga, he was in Houston visiting his grandfather. I just read that in the paper, but it said that when he got the call or heard it, that he was changing the baby's diaper.
Mm-hmm.
I always wondered whose baby was it.
Was it his baby? Was he babysitting?
Yeah, and it's just always interesting to me, and because I followed Gonzaga, because the cardiologist I go to, the nurse, she isn't his nurse right now because she's in the same office, but her son also went to Gonzaga.
Oh.
And he also played a short while in the NBA.
Oh, wow.
Dustin was his name, and I met him once.
Oh.
But I asked Tia to ask him about when he was drafted, whose baby's diaper was he changing?
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't know if he was married or not.
Well, this is what he said. You ready?
Yes.
You hear that? It's nothing. When I had hit record on the Zoom, I had accidentally hit a button. So you see this microphone?
Mm-hmm.
When we talk, it goes through that. If you hit another button, it goes through another microphone. And I didn't have that microphone hooked up, and I was just nervously hitting a button. So I recorded the whole thing, but it was dead air.
Oh, what did he say?
So he told me he was in the house, the draft was on.
Final pick of the night, the 60th pick, Adam Silver will announce.
He figured he's not going to get drafted, so he changed his baby's diaper, so it was his baby, and then suddenly.
2012 NBA draft, the Los Angeles Lakers select Robert Sacre.
And everybody yelled, and woke up the baby. I said, mm-hmm. Is it a boy or a girl? And he said, it's a boy. And I asked him, what's your son's name? And he said, Q. And he said, he's 3 years old. And I said, is he going to play basketball too? And he said, we were shooting hoops this morning, so that's the plan. So that was what he said. And then I also asked him to give a message to Grandma, in which he said, hi, Grandma, I miss you. Thanks for supporting
the... That's so sweet.
Yeah, thanks for supporting the Lakers. And then there was, of course, also Jordan Clarkson. You told me to give Jordan Clarkson a message.
Yes.
And he also said, thanks, Grandma, for the support on that recording. So I went downstairs to the parking garage with the girls, not knowing at that point that I didn't have the recording. And so we decided to play it back. And actually, my first instinct was, I'm not going to play it until we're with Grandma. So if I had just found out right now that there was nothing on it, I would be crying. Oh. Would I be fired? Are you going to fire me?
No.
No?
Never.
I was feeling so bad, I said, you know what? I'm going to go back, and I'm just going to say that the audio was really bad. Because audio was horrible.
Yeah, I couldn't even hear it.
There was no audio. I went back. They were no longer sitting in those seats that I showed you. They were upstairs at the store shopping for shoes. But when I walked in, it was still within the allotted time that they were going to be doing the signing. And the store associates were like, go on up. They're just shopping. They're just up there, you know. Anybody that comes in, they're saying, you know, go ahead and approach them. So I went back upstairs and I saw Jordan. And I think he has a girlfriend who was there with him. The other girls I was with, Britt and Kelly, had noticed that she was holding a Chloe bag. So Jordan was shopping with her. And Sacre, I think, was alone or with a couple of guys. So I went up to Jordan. This is what happened.
Hey, Jordan. I'm sorry. I had really bad audio of the message to my grandma. As you can tell, I love my grandma so much. Would you mind just telling her again one more time?
Yeah, thank you, Grandma, for supporting us. It's Jordan Clarkson from the Lakers. Thank you for the support.
Thank you. Yeah. And also, I don't know if you heard me earlier, but she said that she really hopes that your father is getting better.
Oh, yeah. Till I said thank you, man. He's doing a lot better than what he was, so
well,
everything's
great.
Going well. God bless us, man.
Thank you.
Well, that's great.
Did you catch all that?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I got something.
Yes.
Then after that, I went up to Sacre and I did the entire thing again. That's where he said, I miss you. I said one more time, my grandma loves the story about when you got drafted. Could you just tell me that story again? He told me the whole story again. And then somehow I didn't record that. Fired? Am I fired?
No, just have to go back again someday.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking that maybe if Sacre listens to this, he would be willing to do an interview with you personally, and I promise I won't even show up.
Why, no, you have to.
Okay, I'll show up, but I'll make sure, I'll do a test on the audio like you and I always do beforehand. But I won't, he doesn't have to talk to me, he can just talk to you.
Oh.
But anyway, I did, earlier in the day, I was trying to figure out what I would get them to sign, and I ran to a Target, and I couldn't find anything Lakers. So I remember there's a baseball card shop near my work, so I went and got their rookie cards. And also, when I said, can you sign these for my grandma, Sacre said, how do you spell her name? Really want to make sure he spelled your name correctly. So these are the cards.
Oh, well, Tia. Oh, how nice. Thank you.
You're welcome. Of course. Hopefully it's the first of many.
He was born in 89.
Yeah. He's very tall. They were sitting down when I first talked to them. But then when I went back, Jordan Clarkson didn't feel like he was super tall. But then when I went up to Sacre, it was like, whoa, he is tall. He's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got freckles, which I had never noticed before.
Oh, I never noticed. Huh.
Well,
though Jordan Clarkson is just 6'5".
Yeah, but he seemed way shorter.
And this Dustin,
mm-hmm.
He was 7 foot. And when I opened the door at the doctor's office and he was standing right there, my neck just kept going up, up, up.
Did Dustin play at the same time that Sacre did?
I think he was before Sacre.
Oh, okay.
But I was sorry that he was cut quite early in his NBA career.
I see.
And he played in Mexico, and then he played overseas.
Mm.
And met a girl from France. I think it was France.
Mm-hmm.
And they got married.
Hmm. Well, that's a good story for Dustin, then.
And Jordan Clarkson, he is so cute. And so Sacre reminds me of my grandson.
Of Nick? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see. He kind of looks like Nick, yeah.
That's probably...
Nick doesn't really have freckles, but no. I thought he was French.
Well, another thing that happened when D'Antonio was still the coach,
mm-hmm.
and I believe they went to Toronto,
mm-hmm.
and he, the coach, made a remark that Zachary helped him get through the customs from the United States to Canada.
Mm-hmm. Before we went to the meet and greet, I looked up Zachary because I was, my coworker Kelly, she wanted to know more about who we were going to go see, and he was born in Louisiana. His dad was an NFL player. His mom played basketball. And then when he was young, I don't know exactly how old, I guess his parents separated and his mom decided to move back to Canada. And so he was raised mostly in Canada.
Oh.
And then came back to school in the States for college. So I think he may have dual citizenship. I don't know. Uh-huh. I should have asked him. Next interview, I've got all these questions.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember his dad playing basketball.
No, his dad played football.
Oh, football.
Yeah.
Oh. No wonder I don't remember him playing basketball, because he never did.
No wonder. Well, yeah, you've got a good memory uh-huh. of him not playing basketball.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, my coworker Kelly was saying that I was stalking them, but when they announce where they're going to be and invite people out, is that really stalking?
Oh, no.
Okay, good. Because I didn't think I was stalking them.
No.
I felt like I didn't go out of my way to figure out where they were going to be. I just happened to see a tweet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for that vote of confidence. Now, you know, you said, Grandma, just a week ago, you told me that you thought you'd be nervous to interview some players. And now I understand. I really tanked. But I want to thank Robert Zachary and Jordan Clarkson so much for the cards and for giving us those messages. And I'm sorry that I don't have both of them, but next time.
Aww.
And you're welcome to give us an email to grandmasbasketballroundup@gmail.com if you want to give Grandma another message.
Yes, I'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
And I'm not feeling too good today, but
yeah.
This makes me feel better.
Well, good.
Okay.
Is there anything else you wanted to say?
Well, in Sports Illustrated this week, I have...
You got a big surprise.
Yes. Swaggy P had a big write-up about him.
Oh, yeah?
The article's real cute.
Mm.
Iggy... Who dat? At Christmas time, that he got her a necklace, and it had 5 carats of diamonds on the necklace. And, of course, she got him the car.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard that.
Yes, they showed the car off a bunch on TV.
And Swaggy said that she wanted a ring for Christmas.
Oh.
But he didn't get her a ring for Christmas.
Well, they got a house. They don't need a ring.
Yeah. And besides that, Swaggy P and... Zachary, they joke around a lot.
Oh.
And like when they're interviewed on TV or something, that they'll come right up and talk.
He does what he needs to do. And Nick Young is real funny. Nick Young is real funny because you know what? When you're the screech of the league, it's ridiculous.
Good little Saved by the Bell reference there to Swaggy P.
Yes.
Would you like to respond?
Get him, Zachary.
Call me Screech. I'm more like a sex symbol. I'm a sex symbol.
Okay. All right. Did you copy that? He said he's more like a sex symbol, apparently.
What am I? I'm like, I'm Adonis, a Greek god. What are you? I can't work with this man.
I can't work with this man. I don't know people with bald heads.
They just seem like they're such good people.
Yeah.
And
well, they were really nice. And and Jordan Hill, too, is one that jokes a lot. Did mm-hmm. you see when he said that he dated Iggy before Nick?
Yes. And he said, I don't think you did because she doesn't remember you. And Jordan says, oh, it was only a couple times or so. But... So, No, it seems like they have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Off the court and on the court. That's what the coach said, mm-hmm. that they can lose bad one night, and the next day when they come into practice, Swaggy's got that smile on. Kind of brings everybody's mood up.
Well, that's good.
Yes, because you
got to have fun if you're not going to win.
But anyway, Tia, I just can't thank you enough for these cards.
Of course, and the next one I hear of, I'll be there, hopefully with a non-faulty recorder, meaning me. I can blame it all I want on the technology, but it was my fault. And I'm sorry. Do you forgive me?
Oh, Tia, I forgive you.
Please don't fire me.
Because I can just look at these pictures all the time.
Yeah.
And
I will admit, Grandma, that you did ask me to ask Sacre if he was married, but I just couldn't do it.
Oh, no, not after. No.
I was too nervous and embarrassed, and after everything that happened, I didn't want him to think I was asking for me.
Oh. Well, Tia, I think you did a great job.
Well, thanks. I'll do better next time.
Remember when you were 15 and you sent your resume in to ESPN?
Yes.
The sports announcer?
I think I was 14. Oh, yes.
14.
I wrote a letter to ESPN saying, why not hire a 14-year-old girl?
Yeah.
Now I know why.
Well, they did say, what was it, that you didn't have the experience?
I was just a little short on experience, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they sent me back a T-shirt a couple of weeks later and sent me a letter. And the letter was, it said something like, as I said in my letter a few weeks ago, I would be sending you something for the holidays as a token of your liking ESPN. And it said, hope you enjoy the holidays knowing that we care about your future. But the most hilarious thing out of all of it was that they addressed it to Lisa Ayers. They care so much about my future that they didn't even get my name right. But I tried to keep the correspondence up for a while. Uh-huh. I wrote them back and said, no, you should, here are 101 reasons why you should hire me. But I couldn't think of 101 reasons, so I only wrote 101 reasons to hire me. And then in parentheses, I said, starting at number 86. So that I only had to write 15. But yeah, so that's never happened, but it's okay because I went independent and decided to team up with Grandma.
And besides that, that was just a couple of years before you started college.
Yeah.
When you came to Iowa.
Yeah.
And can you believe, Tia, after all those years, I'm still following an Iowa player.
Yes, I do believe that.
Devin Marble. And he has started.
Oh, he's been starting now?
The last two games.
That's great.
Yes.
I mentioned him to one of my coworkers the other day, and he hadn't heard of him, and neither had he heard of Roy Marble. And I explained that, you know, sometimes I have to explain how you became a Lakers fan, and I start at Iowa, and then I go on to the Bulls, and then I go on to the Lakers.
Uh-huh. Of course, Reggie Evans.
Yes.
He's still playing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great.
Yeah.
But no, I think that you've done remarkably.
Well, thanks. We'll try to keep it going. I'll try and get more scoops for you.
Okay.
When we scooped that Jordan Clarkson's dad is doing better straight from his mouth. Uh-huh. So I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, that was a nice article on him. And then on Ellington's dad being murdered. That's what's so horrible there. Mm-hmm. You know, we just kind of think that they've got all fun and,
yeah,
and you know, they don't have to worry. They're making big money and having fun, traveling the world.
Mm-hmm.
But down deep, they've got problems too.
Yep,
they're just like anyone else.
Yeah.
And it breaks my heart when somebody is waived. So then I keep watching for them.
Well, I hope you feel a lot better this week, Grandma, and we will be back with another Grandma's Basketball Roundup soon. Well,
thank you, Tia.
You've been listening to Grandma's Basketball Roundup. with my Gigi Dolores and my Aunt Tia on www.grandmasbasketballroundup.com.
For pictures and links to go along with our podcast, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at BballGrandma. Send us your questions, comments, and compliments to grandmasbasketballroundup@gmail.com.
And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Thanks for listening.